From Tidbits on September 16th, 2013, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. With the release of Office 2011 14.3.7, Microsoft has bashed a number of bugs and closed a security vulnerability in Excel that could allow remote code execution from a specifically crafted spreadsheet file. On the Outlook front, the update fixes several issues related to navigation through several panes and using screen reader software. Outlook also now enables you to insert images via the Format menu and adds an item sort order to the View menu. The new release also improves how SharePoint handles opening and checking out files to avoid a crash, plus it prevents a crash in Excel when a spreadsheet contains several drop-down macros. C-Command Software has released SpamSieve 2.9.8, with a variety of improvements to the app's filtering accuracy and a change to the Train as Good command in Apple Mail, which now considers the message's CC recipients when determining the correct destination inbox. The spam filtering utility has been updated to handle the recently released OS 10.8.5 Mountain Lion, but not the upcoming OS 10.9 Mavericks. The release also improves how the installer works around incorrect Apple Mail folder permissions, removes unused code from the Apple Mail plugin, and updates several sections of the manual. Security Update 2013-004 for Lion and Snow Leopard. Apple has released Security Update 2013-004 for macOS 10.7 Lion and 10.6 Snow Leopard, both of which receive two versions, Lion and Lion Server, plus Snow Leopard and Snow Leopard Server. Most notably, the updates fix an issue in Lion where an attacker could gain superuser access by resetting the system clock. Additionally, these updates fix other user-level vulnerabilities in Lion, including security holes in QuickTime that could permit malicious MUI files to cause application crashes or arbitrary code execution, installer packages that could be opened after certificate revocation, and an issue in mobile device management that could disclose passwords to local users. Also fixed are a number of security vulnerabilities on the Unix end, via updates to the Apache web server, the BindDNS server, the ClamAV virus scanner, the IPsec security package, the PHP scripting language, and the PostgreSQL database. Apple has released Safari 5.1.10 for users of macOS 10.6.8 Snow Leopard. The update addresses an issue with JavaScript that could lead to Safari crashes or arbitrary code execution. Addressing a large number of niggling issues and incorporating a few minor enhancements, Nisus Software has released Nisus Writer Pro 2.0.5 and Nisus Writer Express 3.4.4 to the applause of grateful Take Control writers and editors. Nisus Writer Pro fixes a bug with exported EPUBs that produced validation errors if the file contained multiple chapters, resolves a hang caused by competing TOC inclusion instructions, adds numerous macro enhancements, and fixes a variety of issues related to indexing. Both the Pro and Express editions add the capability to use aliases when inserting a link to a file or image that will resolve if the target is moved or renamed, as well as fix bugs related to inline spell checking, creating PDFs and printing, and incorrectly creating a new blank document when opening an existing document. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.